Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sonia Lal. United States officials have declared the US Capitol secure, nearly 4 hours after violence erupted in Washington, D.C. Protesters supporting President Donald Trump stormed the Capitol building to disrupt the approval of President-elect Joe Biden's victory in the 2020 US elections. Police have confirmed a woman who was shot inside the Capitol building has died, while at least 13 people have been arrested and 5 firearms have been seized. Mayor of the District of Columbia, Muriel Bowser, has put in place a night curfew and says demonstrators need to stop.
The behavior that we are witnessing is shameful, unpatriotic, and above all, it is unlawful. Anyone who has engaged in these activities, continues to engage in these activities, will be held accountable.
President Donald Trump has asked protesters to go home as chaos unfolds in the nation's capital. Mr. Trump has expressed support for people's right to protest, but has asked them to leave. President-elect Joe Biden is calling the protests an attack on democracy.
The words of a president matter. No matter how good or bad that president is, at their best, the words of a president can inspire. At their worst, they can incite.
Australian politicians, including Prime Minister Scott Morrison and opposition leader Anthony Albanese, say the violence needs to end. There have been no new cases of COVID-19 passed locally in New South Wales overnight, but authorities say testing rates are still a worry. More than 27,000 tests were received, a drop from the day before, while 6 cases were recorded in hotel quarantine. Acting Premier John Barilaro says one case linked to the Avalon Group has been recorded this morning, a man who lives in the lockdown northern zone of the Northern Beaches. Mr. Barilaro says testing rates need to improve in New South Wales.
I'm encouraging people again in New South Wales to come out and get tested. I urge you to do that. It is so important as if we live to live with COVID and to make sure the restrictions that are in place are the appropriate restrictions.
Victoria has recorded no new cases of locally caught coronavirus infections for the first time in over a week. More than 32,000 tests were received yesterday, and no new cases have been recorded in hotel quarantine. It comes as authorities search for the source of the state's first mystery infection in more than 2 months, reported yesterday. Thousands of people who visited the Melbourne Cricket Ground and Chadstone Shopping Centre are being asked to get tested, with fears the man may have caught the virus there. In cricket, Australia's New Year's Test against India has started at the Sydney Cricket Ground. Rising star Will Pukowski will make his Test debut as the 22-year-old partners with veteran batsman David Warner. Spectators must wear masks at all times except while eating or drinking, and people living in and near virus hotspots have been banned. Health Minister Brad Hazzard has told the Seven Network police will be out to make sure the rules are being followed.
And if police either, one, get intel in terms of that person shouldn't be here, and they do get those sort of advices regularly, but also just spot checks, they'll be asking to see identification and so on. Mm. So it will be treated very seriously.
I'm Sonia Lal. This is SBS News in Easy English.